You're listening to Rhema for Today.
Though there was a curse to the law, we have been redeemed from it. We have a covenant that goes along with it. What we get because that we don't come underneath. You see, we have failed to put it all together. Man's traditions and man's ideas have infiltrated until we do not have a complete, clear picture of the interworkings of God. If we would learn the interworkings of God and His family, we would find out that it works just like a father on this earth with his family. People looking from the outside, putting their own interpretations on it, cannot see it directly and why certain things are certain ways. Some people can't understand why you discipline your children certain ways.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Today you'll hear more from Kenneth Hagin on his teaching, Spiritual Life and Scriptural Healing, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth Hagin for today's message.
We have been redeemed from the curse of the law. The curse of the law and the Adamic curse are two different things. The curse that came on mankind and the curse that came on the earth because of Adam's sin and transgression is completely removed from the curse of the law. We need to go study the Old Testament. I have a problem with the new charismatics that do not go and study the Old Testament enough to find out about the ages and the dispensations and the laws and the penalties and the governments concerning the different dispensations and the curses of the law. If you would find out what the curses of the law are, you would not be trying to make the power of God that you have work on the Adamic curse. It won't. One of the curses that came on mankind through the Adamic curse or the curse of sin, they're both synonymous terms if you study it in theologically, they're both synonymous terms. One of the curses is that man would have to work. And up until this place, till you are redeemed, being redeemed from the curse of the law has nothing to do with being redeemed from having to work for a living. Now, there are a lot of people, I'm going to quit my job and live by faith. Well, in one of my sermons I preach, I say, yeah, you're going to quit your job and starve by faith, too. A lot of people got the idea that preachers don't work, that we live by faith. Hey, we work. We may not go to a physical job and work with our hands, but I'm going to tell you what. There have been several hours of study that have gone in to preparing this particular series of lessons. And a lot of hours of prayer. Just to get those first three pages of introductions that I give to you, just to show you what it takes, there was 2 hours of study to get three little pages of introduction. And my desk was covered with all of these books. And we don't work? You see, we've got ourselves all messed up because we do not understand the Word of God. One of the curses that came on the human race through the sin of Adam was travail or pain in childbirth. Now, because you have been spiritually redeemed, you can reduce the amount of suffering by believing God, but you cannot completely do away with it because it cannot be completely done away with till Jesus Christ returns to this earth and sets up the order again the way God had it in the beginning with Adam before Adam worked when he came down in the cool of evening and walked with him. You say, well, I bet your daddy don't believe that. Where do you think I heard it taught first? I've been on his platform since I was 2 years old. I used to hear him do a lot of teaching in the church. When he was pastor for 12 years, do you think all he taught on was faith and healing? No. He taught on judgment. He taught on love. He taught on prayer. He taught on the Bible subjects of dispensations and ages and the curses and the different curses and the different covenants. See, there's an Adamic curse, but there is also an Adamic covenant too. Through the man Adam, there's a covenant that we have. There's a curse that came through Noah, but there's also a Noahic covenant. When you go begin to study all of these curses, you'll find out that though there's a curse, there is a covenant that goes along with it. Though there was a curse to the law, we have been redeemed from it. We have a covenant that goes along with it. What we get because that we don't come underneath. You see, we have failed to put it all together. Man's traditions and man's ideas have infiltrated until we do not have a complete, clear picture of the interworkings of God. If we would learn the interworkings of God and His family, we would find out that it works just like a father on this earth with his family. People looking from the outside, putting their own interpretations on it, cannot see it directly and why certain things are certain ways. Some people can't understand why you discipline your children certain ways. Even your mother-in-law gets upset, or your father-in-law, or Aunt Susie, or Uncle Johnny gets upset because you get on Junior's case because he's not doing right. And they put their own interpretations on it. And they'll say, well, now our family tradition is thus and so. This is my family, this is my son, and I want him lined up. It's a family tradition that he's supposed to do so and so. Baloney. That's what's the matter with us now. We got too much tradition. And this same tradition, this same kind of an attitude has carried over into the religious world. Amen, hello, me, something. It's true. It carried over into the religious world. Until now, we have a great controversy over healing. These traditions have so carried over, and we have so lost touch with the older generations, just as they did in the Bible, until healing in the atonement and healing in the church has become not only from the outside a problem, but has become a problem within the church. Because they start talking about, well, tradition says this and tradition says that, and our great theologian so-and-so says this. Yeah, but what does the Bible say? You see, we have lost the Bible and gone to tradition. We've gone to what this one is saying and that one is saying. You see, Christ's death on the cross had a twofold application. Now, let's turn to that very familiar passage of Scripture, 1 Peter 2:24. Okay? 1 Peter 2:24. Very familiar passage of Scripture. Now, who his own self, that is Christ, bare our sins, that's spiritual, on the tree, that we might, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness. That's the spiritual life part. That's the recreation of the, for the human spirit to be recreated or born again or saved or converted. Whatever term you want to use, they're all synonymous. They all mean the same thing. Depends on what culture and background you're coming out of. By whose stripes ye are healed. That's physical. You see, we got one scripture here that if people would read it, they could find out that in Christ's death and suffering, that not only was the spiritual taken care of, but the physical was taken care of. The blood of Jesus Christ that was shed atoned for our sins. The body of Christ that was bruised and suffered was for our afflictions and our diseases. That's physical. Now, many people today say that the days of healing have been done away with, that they're over. But they claim every right to be very religious. In fact, they preach beautiful sermons about Calvary and about the efficiency of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ will redeem you from your sin. Yet in the same breath, they teach that Christ did not die for our sicknesses and our diseases.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, Craig Hagin, Lynette Hagin, and Denise Hagin Burns by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's offer. First, we're offering Pastor Kenneth Hagin's CD, How to Grow in Love, along with his book titled The Healer's in Your House. Next is Reverend Lynette Hagin's CD, Whatever You Need, God's Got It. Finally, we have Kenneth E. Hagin's DVD, Bringing Back the King. All these items are for the special price of only $30. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so email us today at partnerservice@rhema.org. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Listen, it's almost December.
No, don't tell me that.
On December the 1st and 2nd, yes, we're having a cyber sale.
Yes.
Starts Monday at 12:01 a.m.
Yes.
And goes through Tuesday to 11:59 p.m.
That's right.
That's Central Time.
Yes.
50% off of everything.
Almost everything.
Well, almost everything in our
products.
Our
yes.
products, yes. Almost yes. everything.
Yes.
And it's online only. Now
yes.
you can't go into the bookstore
no.
here on
get
campus
it.
And
no,
get it. It's
no.
online only.
Yes.
And you go if you want more details, go to rhema.org and all the details are right there.
That's right.
Tomorrow, more from Kenneth Hagin with his teaching, Spiritual Life and Scriptural Healing. If you'd like, you can visit our online bookstore at rhema.org. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.